Hi, you guys. It's Nicole R. Boissier here, coming to you today with a Selfish Mom podcast. And today we're going to talk about the one, the only, Miss Lauren Hill. Now, before I begin, I have to say, and I must say, that I love Lauren Hill. Okay, I love me some Lauren Hill. When I tell you, Miss Hill had gotten me through some trying times back in the 90s when I was in my 20s. And you know, that coming of age, or I would say coming into adulthood, you know, she was a peer. Okay, Lauren Hill was my peer. And that album that she brought forth, with the miseducation of Lauren Hill. I mean, I'm like, girl, look, it, you all up in my window, in my house. Like, what are you doing? I mean, I tell you, I played the CD off the CD. All right. I'm trying to think, did we still have tapes? We probably still had tapes at that time. So if I had the tape, no, I didn't have the tape. I had the CD. But if I did have the tape, then I would have played the tape off of the reel. I had the CD. I played the CD off of the CD. I mean, I just loved it. I absolutely loved it. And it just helped me get through some trying times in my life at that particular time, especially when it came to my love life. You know, I was at that point in my life where I wanted something more for myself. You know, me personally, I do monogamy. Like, yes, I do. I am a one-on-one type of person. That's who I am. And so that's where I was at that time. That's what I wanted to have for myself, a loving and healthy relationship. And at that particular time, I was not in one. And Lauren Hill actually, with that album, helped me to get through those times. And that's what music does, right? You know, music helps you get through, you know, from where you are in your life. So I just have to put that out there first before I go into this next thing. What in the entire H-E double hockey sticks is going on with Miss Lauren Hill and these shows? I mean, I haven't been to a Lauren Hill show. Okay. I've supported by, you know, buying the albums, the Fugees, the Miseducation of Lauren Hill, and you know, all of these things. I've done that. However, I haven't had the opportunity to go to a show, you know, purchase tickets for a show. But at this point, I'm kind of like, do I even want to purchase a ticket for a show? Because, you know, I mean, word of mouth is powerful, okay? And that's one thing that I know, just being in the industry that I was in, and no matter what industry, the best marketing you could ever have is word of mouth, right? And we all know that that's the most powerful marketing, word of mouth. So when you have too many people saying, hey, showed up at the show, bought my ticket, was there, so-and-so was late. And don't get me wrong, a lot of shows don't start on time. I get it. I understand. I mean, I used to be in a group, hip-hop dance group back in the 90s, and I know the stuff that happens behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything can go down and happen that throw you off late for a show, you know. But these times that people are saying, you know, an hour and a half, to, it's like, wait, that's almost the length of a show time, like 2-3 hours. So how you an hour and a half late or whatever? And, you know, people spent their hard earned money to see their favorite artist perform, right? And so for the artist, it's like you have to be mindful, first of all, mindful, respectful, honorable. And when I say honorable, I mean not only honoring, you have to honor people's times. You know, you have to value your fans, at clients, customers. You see what I'm saying? And so in this case, of course, it's fans, but just valuing people's time and valuing who they are, you know. So you have fans and they're like, you know, looking at the wrist, like in the watch, like, so what's up? So are they showing up, you know? And not only that, but showing up to the show very, very late. And then just kind of like a, you know, like, hey, whatever, you know, I'm gonna get this little performance or whatever, and then I'm out of here, die, bye. That's not cool. Because see, here's the thing. Money, this is my philosophy. Money is energy manifested on the material level. Money is energy manifested on the material level or the material plane. So many people, all right, many people, whether they are doing a job that they don't like, or if they're doing a job that they do like, or if they have their own business, if they're the CEO of it or whatever, the thing is, we're expending energy, right? And we expend that energy in a certain area, and then what comes back to us is what we've agreed on in a form, or in the form of money, currency. Currency is energy, right? So currency, money, paper dollars, coins, gold, silver, platinum, whatever it is we agree to, is coming back in that form. So people are going to work, expending energy in exchange for the energy and time that they've given. They get whatever they agreed on back. And then when they get that back, they, you know, divvy it out to, you know, take care of themselves with the bills and the food. And if they have children, for the children. And nobody wants to just go to work all the time and then that's it. People want some entertainment. Okay, so hey, how do I entertain myself? If I'm into sports, then I go see my favorite sports team or whatever. If I'm into music, you know, arts and music or whatever, then I go and see my favorite artist. So I'm taking that energy, and then that energy, that currency, that money, and I'm purchasing that ticket in order to see my favorite artist perform. Now you multiply that by the many other people that love that same artist, and boom, you know, you have so many ticket sales. And don't get me wrong, of course we know that all of the funds are not going to the artist, or, you know, in this case we're talking about Miss Lauryn Hill, all of the funds are not going to Miss Lauryn Hill. You know, you have the there's so many people to pay in between, you see what I'm saying? But one thing that I do know is that the artist makes money, or more money, with the shows than the album sales, right? I think we all know that. That's like music 101, you know, that they make more money with the shows that they do, as opposed to record sales or CD sales or whatever, right? So it seems like to me that, like, you show up, be on time, you know, not have to cancel. I mean, unless something like really tragic happened, like, you know, the artist died, you know, the death in the family or something like that. And don't get me wrong, I've seen some cases where that has happened. Well, of course, not the death of the artist, but something happens where there's a death in the family or whatever. And I mean, the person still goes on to perform because I guess their mind, which is understandable, their mind says, well, hell, the person dead. I can't do nothing about it. So I'm going to go ahead, knock this show out, and then do my grieving and everything like afterwards. That does happen. I'm not saying everybody should do that. Everybody has their own thing on how they handle it or whatever. But, you know, that's been some cases sometimes. But, you know, it makes me wonder, though. I'm like, okay, so Miss Hill, Miss Lauryn Hill, do, you know, it's like, is it that, you know, do you have a debt to pay off with the IRS? Because we know that that's something that happened. You know, we know that she went to jail behind the whole tax thing. And, you know, we can, that's a whole nother podcast if we want to get into, you know, that whole thing. But we do know that she went to jail as far, you know, something to do with taxes, like tax evasion or whatever the case may be. And you know, we could think it's bogus or whatever, like, you know, hey, we understand. Well, again, we're not going to talk about the whole tax thing. But if there is some money that is owed still to the IRS, and it's like, okay, I got to do these shows because I have to pay off this debt, then if that's something that has to be done, it has to be done anyway. Whether it's done happily or unhappily, whether it's done with gratitude or an attitude, it still has to be done. So may as well do it happily, may as well do it with gratitude than an attitude. Because, you know, of course, you all will hear more podcasts and everything coming from me as far as, because like we said, the selfish mom. And this is about moms being selfish, taking care of themselves, making sure that your health is in order, because you can't give anything that you don't have. Right. So we'll have more, much, much more in store with these podcasts. However, you know, back to this. May as well do it with gratitude, because with an attitude, that's not going to do anything besides cause health problems for yourself. Holding in that negative energy and that grudge of, oh, I got to do this show. Because when we shift our perspective, you know, it's this. I look at it like this. Have this debt to pay. Got to pay the IRS back. Okay, that whole thing may have been just a crazy ordeal. We don't know the details or whatever. Okay, fine. However, what's on the table is this debt has to be paid back. I have to do it through these shows. So, I will show up on time, or at least, you know, not run an hour and a half later or whatever. And thank my fans for coming out. Thank my fans for purchasing the tickets. That's going to help me pay off the debt from the IRS, right? Give a great show. Honor them. And show my appreciation and that I value them. I value their time for coming out, so forth and so on. And then what? That just makes it to where word of mouth gets out. Oh, my gosh. You know, Lauryn Hill, she put on this show and it was awesome. And it was this and it was that. And she was on time. And then we and the energy that was there. And so you tell more and more people, you know, the fans tell more and more people about these great and awesome shows that Lauryn Hill gives, and they sell out. And with that money, because these shows are being sold out, you're able to pay the IRS back probably a lot sooner than not, as opposed to this bad rap about being late, not showing up, canceling. And then next thing you know, it's a horrible show and people talk about it and then don't even show up anymore. Now there's nobody to help pay that debt back. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's and like, look, and that's just my little 43 cents. Okay. I don't know exactly what's going on. You know, I'm not there. That's not my life at all. You know, I'm not the gossip column or anything like that. But that was something that was just on my heart and mind, because once again, you know, I've seen so many articles just within the past couple of days. You know, I saw the ad for the show come up, and I actually shared it on my Facebook page. You know, I'm like, hey, Lauren Hill. And of course, it has some people like, no, don't do it to yourself. You know, you might not want to go to that show. I heard, here we go, hearing, I heard that the show that she had in said place, I don't know if it was New York or whatever, was canceled. Or, and then right before I hopped on this podcast, I saw something else that came up, and it was like, you know, the Toronto show, I'm hearing that it was horrible. This was, who was it? OKPlayer.com giving this review about the show in Toronto and how it was just not good. I don't know if it was a no show or whatever, but it just wasn't good. And that's, I mean, I hate to see that. I do. I hate to see that, because again, I'll put it this way. I love Lauren Hill's music. I love her artistry. Okay. I don't know Lauren Hill personally, so I can't say I love her as a person, because I don't know her personally. I know her artistry. I know her music. I know that just listening to her words, she is a genius. You know, she's very, very well read. She's an intellectual. I love that about Miss Lauren Hill. But I would also love to see Miss Lauren Hill not owe the damn IRS, if that's still the case, and these shows need to be put on in order for her to pay the IRS back to get them out her hair. And then, you know, if she don't want to do any more shows and she just want to go and play with her guitar, sitting outside on the beach or the island or something with her kids, then cool. You know, I get it. I get it. I mean, I'm a mom. I understand. If I could get paid just raising my children and putting everything into them, then hey, that's what I would be doing, and that only. But we all know that, you know, you don't get paid for raising your children. So you got to do other stuff, you know, and it's a great thing if the other things that we do in order to, you know, provide a life for ourselves and income and stuff like that, it's things that we love. And we all know it's something that you can love and be passionate about and everything, that it comes with a bag of garbage too. We do know that. Okay. We do know that. So again, that is my 43 cents on that. I hope and I pray that I hear better reviews as the time goes on about these shows that Miss Lauren Hill has to do, because, you know, hey, I want her to be able to pay that debt back. Just get it off your hands. But the best way, again, the best way to do it is to show up and show out, so that those shows could be sold out and your fans can go ahead and spread that good word around to go. and tell everybody else to show up, buy tickets. It's worth it, because I know Miss Lauren Hill is definitely worth it. She's been going through for a minute. She's going through. We all go through. But, you know, it's like, come on, Miss Hill. Like, come on. I'm rooting for you. Come on. All right. So that ends this podcast. The Selfish Mom, again, Nicole R. Boissier. And I'll be back with another podcast where we are going to talk about love, love, energy, and the heart wall, because we need more of it around, but we have to get over our own heart blocks in order to get that energy out. All right. So you guys take care. Love you. Peace.